If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy is with us, represents part of Illinois, where we have many listeners, and of course, everyone seems concerned. I'm concerned about the Department of Education, Congress, and where do we stand today with what's happening?
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. The news seems to be breaking about as fast as the clock is ticking. But essentially, the Department of Education has begun shutting down its operations. I say begun because essentially the executive order from the White House essentially, you know, lays off half of the workforce of the Department of Education, which to me is gutting its operations. Just so your listeners know, the Department of Education is essential for Illinois. Why? It provides the Title I grants for underserved communities throughout the state, especially in rural areas, but also in a lot of urban areas where the property tax base is not sufficient to provide the funding for the students who study there. Another thing that it does is it runs the career technical education programs that are vital for our employers and our community colleges and high school districts to prepare people for in-demand careers. That's the program that I co-authored with a Republican because it's so important for the two-thirds of Americans who don't have a four-year college degree to be able to get these skills and get a job. So I'm very, very distressed about what's going on right now.
Congressman, I can't figure out what the heck is going on right now. And what I mean by that is I can't differentiate between the talk and the threats and the actual actions. I don't know if you share that, but there are actual actions going on at the Department of Education?
There are. The men and women who currently work there, do their, I believe, yeoman's work in, for instance, providing assistance for students with special needs in any number of other areas that are crucial for Illinois schools. But you're right that there's chaos. That, by the way, we had a town hall meeting on Wednesday. It was standing room only in Schaumburg, not only where I spoke, but also in the overflow room. It was standing room only. And the number one kind of complaint that people had was about Elon Musk and Doge and Donald Trump and the chaos that they see right now, whether it's with regard to tariffs, which are hurting small businesses and employers and businesses throughout the area, or it's the cuts to Medicaid as well as Medicare and Social Security that people fear are down the pike, or veterans benefits as well. So all of these things are just causing people to be extremely animated, to say the least.
And Lisa, I don't mean to derail this. We'll get back to education. But you brought up tariffs, and I'm going to play a cut at 2:30, and I'd like to get your response to it, that the president says many companies are already coming back because of his tariffs, and he said billions of dollars in businesses are coming back to the states.
No.
Explain that for me.
This is BS. This is not what is happening. This is not what employers are reporting to me. My constituents tell me that essentially what they're being hurt by right now are higher input costs, because a lot of their inputs are being imported from Canada. And then they're also fearing retaliatory tariffs, or they're facing them. Okay, so I'll give you two specific examples. One are farmers who've come to me and basically said, look, my input costs in terms of fertilizer has gone up a lot because we mainly import fertilizer from Canada, and now my exports are going to be subject to retaliatory tariffs because the Canadians are coming after me along with the Mexicans and the Chinese. That's one example. The other example, which is perhaps even more far-reaching for our economy, is the auto industry. The auto industry is routinely bringing in parts from Canada or Mexico, assembling them into sub-assemblies in Illinois, and then shipping them somewhere else for further work, back and forth across the border. the net result is that the average price of a car could go up by like $14,000 or $15,000. And imagine what that does for those car companies, and imagine it what it does for the employees and the workers. So this is craziness. This is absolute. This is what is going to lead to a recession if we continue down this path.
And lawmakers from President Trump's party, they have simply given him a blank check. They no one's questioning his demands to cut spending, fire government watchdogs, eliminate federal employees. And there is a professor at Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, and he said, we're down to two branches of government. And if these court cases do make it to the Supreme Court, as you know, he appointed many members of the Supreme Court. So where does it end, Congressman?
I don't know. What I do know is this, which is that my Republican colleagues have in some ways become, I hate to say this, but the Republican caucus, at least in the House, has become a subsidiary of the White House. And they are going down a path which is dangerous. They need to be held accountable. What do I mean by that? I'll just talk about Medicaid for one second. I think I talked about it before with you. They are slated to cut Medicaid by at least $880 billion to fund tax cuts for the wealthiest in our country. Now, these Republicans, if they go down that path, are going to hurt tens of millions of people around the country, including upwards of 800,000 to a million people in Illinois alone. For that reason, people are up in arms, quite frankly, and that's why my Republican colleagues are not doing town halls anymore. They're not interacting with their constituents. But they will be held accountable regardless. They need to understand they can either do the right thing and help their constituents or do the wrong thing, hurt their constituents, and be out of a job. And that's what I think has to be made very plain right now.
Back to the Department of Education. Oh, what happens to students who are trying to fill out FAFSA forms, looking at going to a university or a college this fall? I understand many of the people involved in that are the very federal employees who have been eliminated.
I wish I could give you a great answer. In the meantime, if there are individual cases where people are facing challenges, just contact my office and we'll do our best to help. You can go to www.krishnamoorthy.house.gov, or you can call my office or email us. Whatever you want to do, we'll try to help however we can.
I'm glad you're still doing town halls in person. I think that means a lot. We're seeing the crowds that show up for Bernie and AOC were huge over the weekend. But I am disappointed that others are not. I don't care how big the room has to be, but you really do need to answer to your constituents and hear their concerns. So I applaud you for doing that.
Absolutely. I think that, look, I've had some difficult town halls. I walked into that room and it was, let me just say, it was energized. It was animated. It got raucous at times, but ultimately it was very productive because, you know, I know exactly what's on their minds. People walk through the rain, which turned to sleet, which turned to snow on Wednesday night. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And we're talking hundreds of people packing into Roosevelt University for this town hall, braving the elements. And so that is the level of energy that people have right now, the level of concern, and you have to interact with them.
Absolutely.